And now your starting lineup for Easton Gillen's McCook Bison, batting first and playing shortstop. It'll be Brooklyn Gillen batting second and playing second base. Layson Keller batting third and playing third base. Paige Bortner batting fourth and playing in center field. Malia Hilker batting fifth and playing catcher. Roslyn Weimers batting sixth and at first base. Danica Havlicek batting seventh and pitching. Briley Morgan batting seventh and playing in left field. Danny Johnson batting eighth and playing in right field. Sydney Hodgins. Once again, the pitching matchup today for Southern Valley to be Georgia Hammond, and for the McCook Bison will be Briley Morgan as she enters the circle for the third time this season with a 2-0 record, a 0.48 ERA and 14 2/3. Has given up 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 21 walks to 22 strikeouts. Briley accumulated most of the innings last year for the Bison and really commanded the circle with a great pitching staff between her and Danica Havlicek. But like Easton Gillen said in our pregame show, going to see a few more faces in the circle this year compared to last for the Bison. But Briley Morgan, the ace senior pitcher, will get the start today, and she will kick the dirt around a couple of times. The infielders come, meet her, give her a couple of pats on the back. They retreat to their respective positions, and we're ready. The Bison softball home opener, the 2024 season, is about ready to take place. Not the home opener, but our second home game for the Bison to start the season. Briley Morgan winds and delivers the first pitch here to Bradley, and it will hit her, and she will take her base. So Caitlin Bradley on with an HBP to start the season and to start the game here. Once again, Southern Valley comes into today with a record of 3-2. Coming off of a big Lexington tournament, walked away third place, only one loss to Bennington, 6-3, but took down Chatterton and Gothenburg, 8-6 and 8-7. So runner on first base, that's Bradley, was just hit by the pitch. Here's Morgan's second pitch. Now it's a bunt. Go up the first base side, picked up by Havlicek, throws it over to Keller at first, who was covering there for the out. So a sack bunt that goes 3-4, but moves the runner up. So Caitlin Bradley will be at second base now after she was hit by the pitch to start the game. Ava Duns, the catcher, just sacrificed her over. Natalie Holtze will dig in here with the runner on second base. One down, top of the first inning, no score. Towing the back of the rubber, Morgan delivers inside corner and got ball one here. So a hot start for the Saints, using the HBP to their advantage, sacrificing over Bradley, who now stands on second base. Morgan's 1-0 comes home. Swing and a miss for strike number one here to Holtze. And Weimers runs all the way out there as Bradley was halfway down to second base, but gets her to retreat back there to second. Both Havlicek and Bortner playing in on the infield. Gillen and Keller at the respective spots in the holes. Here's the pitch. That one's low for ball two. Two balls and one strike now here to Holtze. The Saints last season finished with a record of 9-18. Ended up losing in the first round of the C9 sub-district tournament to Cozad 11-0. That C9 sub-district tournament was played in Gothenburg, who was the host. And here's Morgan's pitch, swung on, fought off, and fouled. So it is certainly a hot one here today at the JC Sports Complex. Going to get as high as maybe 97 degrees. It feels like it's probably even more than that. No wind. They have a lot of flags out there along the outfield fence, and they're barely moving, if anything. Every once in a while, you'll feel the good breeze come in, but it's very few and far in between. Morgan twirls the ball at her hip and delivers. Fouled off again. The count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes. Southern Valley wearing the powder blue uniforms with Saints etched across the front. We've got pinstripe pants, pinstripes in blue, white pants. McCook wearing the normal black pants. Lady Bison jersey up front that's a combination between red and black. Here's the pitch. Inside corner called for a strike. Holtze thought it was a ball, kind of looked like a ball from the perspective we've got here, and instead called a strike by the home plate umpire. So Briley Morgan will take that, strikeout number one, out number two of the inning. And after a hit batsman to start the game, Briley Morgan has worked her way back ahead here with the outs anyway. as now she will face the four-hole hitter, Bryn Bailey, to the plate. Bailey, standing towards the front part of the box, awaits the first pitch and takes it low and inside. Quick throw down to third base is taking off down there, sliding in, but not going to be safe as throwing her out. Great throw from Weimers to Bordner. So Bradley tried to steal third base there with two outs, comes up short, and the Bison get out of it with no damage done as a caught stealing will end the first inning. We head to the bottom half of the first here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 0, Southern Valley 0 on Kix 96.1. Bison softball back here, Kix 96-1 from the JC Sports Complex. We're ready to start the bottom half of the first inning, and taking to the mound for the Southern Valley Alma Saints is George A. Hammond. Saints had a chance there in the first inning to maybe strike first, had a runner on second base with one out, and instead a strikeout and then a caught stealing ends the inning quickly for the Saints. No damage done for the Bison. And now they will step up to the plate here to try to start early as well, and that's what Coach Gillen has said. He's felt like his team has done really good this year, hit with two outs as well as start early and jump on the starting pitcher for either team. We'll see if they can do it here as Brooklyn Gillen digs in and will take a strike, the first pitch he sees here from Georgia Hammond. So no balls, one strike, bottom of the first inning. McCook 3-1, Southern Valley Alma 3-2. So far to start the season, just 1 week into the young season already, and it's going to go by quick. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a hot shot towards second base, picked up there. Over to first is Adams, and it's in time. So Brooklyn goes down 4-3 to start the contest. And that'll now to bring up second hole hitter, second baseman Layson Keller. So Leeson Keller, who kind of worked all the way around the order last year, was at the top at some points, near the bottom at others, middle of the lineup. And now Coach Gillen's got her in the second hole to start the season here. The first pitch to Keller is low and in the dirt, takes a ball. She's one of these non-seniors in the starting lineup. Leeson, one of the many seniors in the starting lineup is what I meant to say, as Leeson will take a strike. So one ball, one strike, one down, nobody on. McCook coming off the 14-13 season last year, won the B9 sub-district tournament. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Keller, takes side away for ball two, two balls and one strike. McCook would take down Highway 6 in the opening round, 9-8 in a game that was back and forth. Saw a big lead from McCook evaporate. Then they opened up another lead. Highway 6 tried coming back in the final inning, but a big inning by Danica Havlicek as a swing and a miss from Layson Keller will bring the count even at two balls and two strikes. But the Bison would win it 9-8, then move on to Kearney Catholic, who they thought might be a close one again, but instead end up blowing him out 13-1 as Keller swings and fouls off the 2-2 offering. McCook would then move on to the B3 District Finals, where they would lose 2-0 to Green Island Northwest, 10-6 and 19-7. But the moral of that weekend was a lot. Most of both of those games, McCook, here's the 2-2 pitch again, Keller fouls it off. But McCook, in either of those games, could have went home a lot earlier via the run rule, but instead battled their way back and made each game go the full seven innings, which I think is what Coach Gillen was really happy with in the end. Grand Island Northwest repeated as the state champions last year. Keller with a hot shot towards short, picked up there by Bailey on the first, and it's in time. So a couple of hard ground outs to start the season. Great job by Bailey, because had a run over to her right, had to make a little bit of a hop. It was right at her waist or belt area. Made a great glove. Threw it over to first in time. So two up, two down for the Bison. And that'll now bring up Paige Bortner. Bortner on the young season, batting .444, no homers and two ribbies. And she'll take low for a ball. Paige still doing the same thing as she's always done throughout her high school career, wearing those leather cattleman gloves, I guess you could call them, instead of the normal batting gloves. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up high. And it'll be making its way outside. So the count will now head to one ball, one strike, two down, nothing score in the top of the first inning. So Southern Valley Only ones with a runner on so far as McCook has went two up, two down with two ground downs. As Bortner will take high. Two balls and one strike. Like I said, pretty hot and not a windy day. Here's the pitch. That one's taken high for a ball. If you can remember back to last year, we had these games here on Kix 96.1. They were actually pushed back due to the heat. It was up above 100 degrees last year, approaching 110. Here's the pitch. And check swing for Paige. Kind of pounds the bat on her helmet, knowing she mistook on that one. And the count will go full at three balls and two strikes. So three balls, two strikes, two out, nothing score, bottom of the first inning. McCook has not had a base runner yet. Here's the pitch. Bortner swings, hot shot towards second, picked by Bradley. On to first, and it's in time. So three up, three down for the Bison. All three ground outs, two to short. And we are headed to the second inning here for the JC Sports Complex. Southern Valley, Alma 0, McCook 0 on Kix 96.1. Bison softball here on Kix 96.1 back from the JC Sports Complex, where our score after one complete inning is 0-0. And like I said, I mistook a little bit. Not the home opener for the Bison this year. It was last year, this game, as they played Gothenburg on the road last year along with Gearing. This year, they played Gothenburg at home. So this is the second and third home games of the season for the Bison. And after one inning complete, the score is 0-0. Bison with no chances to score in the first inning, went three up, three down. Southern Valley had a runner on second, but then it was a strikeout at a count stealing to end the inning pretty quickly for them. And leading it off for Southern Valley is Bryn Bailey, who takes a big swing and a miss for strike number one. Bryn was at the plate when Caitlin Bradley tried to steal third base and was thrown out. Here's the pitch, and hot shot towards short. Picked up there by Gillen. Long throw, and was able to get it. Looked like she might have had a little trouble with the transfer, but was still able to throw out Bryn Bailey in plenty of time. So, Briley Morgan, after Briley Morgan, after hitting the first batter of the day, has retired the next three. Got some help from her defense. Here's a slung, hot shot over the first baseman. Havlicek into left, right field, down for a single. And it's a great hit right there by Macy Adams, the second baseman. And it's the first hit of the day. So Macy Adams with a great hit, just popped it right over the first baseman, Danica Havlicek's head. And Danny, even though she's pretty tall infielder, jumped and still was not able to get that one, but it was just a nice little blooper that basically touched that right field line. So runner on first base, and Georgia Hammond, the pitcher, will step in. And the pitch. That one is taken inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Bradley so far has had a tough time getting ahead in the count. She twirls the ball here and checks the wrist for the shine, and now will deliver the 1-0. Takes side away for a ball. So two balls, no strikes, one out. Runner on first base here. McCook and Southern Valley Alma. Game one of the day. We'll have McCook and Chase County coming up later tonight. And the 2-0 pitch is outside for a ball. Bison softball here from Kix 96.1 to the JC Sports Complex. Do apologize, had some technical difficulties there. And I mentioned it a couple of times, it is hot. So the equipment, not liking the heat every once in a while, but hey, I think we're getting some shade, which is always great as the sun slowly creeps towards the horizon anyway. But did miss a whole lot. Briley Morgan was able to end the inning with back-to-back strikeouts. So, again, Southern Valley leaves one stranded, and we will head to the bottom of the second inning here. Our score, McCook 0, Southern Valley Alma 0. As the Bison will lead off the inning here with Malia Hilker stepping up to the plate. And Malia looks to bunt, pulls it back. It's hit in the hand. And she takes off towards first, so they'll call it an HBP. Thought they might make her stay in, and I think Malia did too, because she offered to bunt, which usually means that your hands are a part of the bat, but they let her move on down to first base, so the Bison will take it right around first base. The Bison's first base runner of the day, and Rosalyn Weimers will dig in, the always trusty catcher behind the plate. Now she squares to bunt, pulls it back, throw down to second base, and in safely with a steal is Malia Hilker. The Bison now with stolen base number 18 on the season through now, what, four games, will be five after this. 0-0 score here in the bottom half of the second inning. Weimers at the plate, runner on second, the pitch. Weimers hot shot towards second, towards short, pass to shortstop, into center field. Hilker rounding third, she'll be on her way home. The throw to the plate, not in time, and Hilker will be safe. And the Bison take a 1-0 lead and an RBI single from Rosalyn Weimers. She'll advance to second on the throw home, and the Bison are in business here in the second inning. Great job right there by Rosalyn Weimers, just putting it in play. Bailey was kind of closer towards third, expecting maybe a little bit of a steal there, but instead she overplayed it just enough, dove, came up short into center field, so it's an RBI single for Rosalyn Weimers, advances to second on the throw. She'll have a courtesy runner come in for her. And the first pitch here to Havlicek is on the outside for a ball. Havlicek was looking to bunt there. Excuse me, that was in there for a strike. So no balls and one strike. Runner on second base. Havlicek from the left side will dig in. Danny, tough start to the season. 111 average, just one RBI. Swings a high fly ball into left field. Making her way back there to make the catch is Bradley. Everybody will hold. And there will be one out here in the inning. So Bradley. Here's the pitch, swung on, hot shot over the second baseman's head and into right field from Bradley Morgan. Rounding third and coming home to score. The throw to the plate is off the line of the Bison, lead it 2-0. Bradley Morgan driving in another with an RBI single. So it wasn't the first inning this time, but the Bison get the bats going in the second and take a 2-0 lead. And now Danny Johnson will step up to the plate. And another courtesy runner will check in this time. Peyton Cox will check in to courtesy run for Bradley Morgan. And the first pitch is just outside for a ball. So 2-0, Bison. Out in front here in the bottom of the second inning with just one out. And the pitch to Danny, swing and a miss, first strike number one. One ball, one strike, one down. Runner on first base as both Bradley Morgan and Rosalyn Weimers have driven in a run. Started with Malia Hilker getting hit on the hand, and she was the first run to come across on the Rosalyn Weimers single. And then Bradley Morgan just singled, drove in another run to make it 2-0, Bison in front here in the second inning. As Georgia Hammond trying to bring the inning back into her clutches anyway. As Danny fouls it off here, makes the count, two balls, two strikes. One out, runner on first base. Bison trying to make a bid of the state tournament this year. Here's the pitch. That one's low for a ball. It'd be the First time since 2017 that the Bison will have been there if they're able to make it to the state tournament this season. But I think at the top of the list right now, obviously state tournament, district tournament, district, you know, district championship, sub-district championship, but hosting the sub-district tournament would be huge this year as Danny will take a strike for strike number three. And it was kind of one of those, she looked at the umpire, thought it was a ball, turned around, and then kind of put her head down and made her way back to the dugout. So strikeout number one there for Hammond, and that'll send Sydney Hodgins to the plate. Hodgins, here's the pinch, roll over towards short, picked up there, stepping on the bag, and ending the inning with the fielder's choice. There will be Bailey. So we are through. Two innings complete from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 2, Southern Valley Alma 0 on Kix 96.1. Bison softball here, Kix 96-1 back at the JC Sports Complex where the Bison lead it after two full innings, 2-0. It was an RBI single from Roslyn Wamers that drove in the first run and an RBI single from Bradley Morgan that drove in the second, and Bradley will make her way back out to the circle for her third inning of work as she will be facing 8-9-1 in the Southern Valley Alma lineup. Alex Myers, Amy Luke, Caitlin Bradley when they flip it back around. And Alex Myers will dig in here with nobody on, nobody out, top of the third inning. Bradley spins the ball there on the right hip, checks the sign, toes the rubber, and her first pitch is just outside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes. Morgan checks the sign, winds and delivers, and has one fouled off. One ball, one strike, 2-0 here in the third inning. And the pitch. And checking her swing was Myers. It was a high, fast one that she knew immediately she shouldn't have went after and had a big smile looking down at her coach there. But it's one of those high heat ones. They look like you can hit them, but you just never can. Here's the pinch. And trying to get her with the off speed. She does and gets her looking. Strikeout number four on the day for Briley. And number three in a row as she catches Myers looking at the off speed outside pitch. As now nine-hole hitter Amy Luke will step in. And the first pitch to Luke is high and tight for ball number one. And the pitch inside corner again for ball number two. Two balls, no strikes. Like I mentioned, Bradley, so far today, anyway, has had a tough time getting out in front, but when she has, it's resulted in strikeouts. And here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on. This one's popped up on the infield. Bradley will play it. Throws it over to Keller, who is covering the bag, and gets her in time. So 1-4 for out number two. Bradley Morgan has now retired 7 of the last 8 batters since hitting the first batter of the game, Caitlin Bradley. And Bradley quickly advanced to second on a stolen base on the sack bunt, and then it was caught stealing. Bison with one steal last inning. Here's the pinch. Big swing and a miss from the leadoff hitter, Caitlin Bradley. So Bradley was hit on the first pitch of the game. So this is the first time she's really had, you could say, a quote-unquote full at-bat. And the 0-1. Big swing and a miss for Bradley. Make it no balls and two strikes. And the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted, hot shot towards the left center field gap. That ball will get down. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Danny will pick it up off the base, throws it in, rounding second. On her way to third is Bradley. And is she in safely? Yes, she is, as the bag pops out of the ground and kind of flushes its way into the grass. But Caitlin Bradley is on with a triple, a two-out triple. And Bradley has been on in each of her appearances today. And Bradley was trying to go with a little bit of an off-speed pitch there. And Bradley was able to just read it perfectly and knocked it all the way to the left center field wall. So now Ava Dunce, the catcher, will dig in. Dunce so far today with a sack bunt that moved Bradley up to second base there in the first inning. Here in the third, with a chance to drive in the first Southern Valley run of the game. And the pitch. That one's taken on the inside corner for a ball. So Dunce at the plate. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Dunce swings and pops it up, foul and out of play. One ball, one strike, two down. 2-0 here in the inning. Runner on third base for the Southern Valley Alma Saints. It's Bradley who got there with the triple with two outs. The pitch. That one's low, gets past Weimers. Bradley will come home to score on the wild pitch. And the two-run lead for the Bison is now down to one. So the Bison open up that two-run lead. It's now down to just one, but nobody on here for the final out of the inning, possibly. Dunce, and the 2-1 pitch rolled over towards second, picked by Keller. On to first, it's in time, and the inning will come to a close. But not done without some damage as Southern Valley, who's had a runner on in every single inning, is finally able to capitalize as they score one. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It is McCook 2, Southern Valley Alma 1 on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex. We're about ready to start bottom of the third inning. 2-1, McCook in the lead as the Bison were able to step up, get a couple of runs there in the bottom half of the second, but in the top half of the third, allowed one after a triple from Caitlin Bradley. Bradley Morgan so far in the circle, besides pitching to Bradley, has had a pretty good day, just allowing one hit, but to Bradley alone has allowed a hit and has allowed her to get on with the hit batsman. And so it looks like we got a new pitcher coming out of the contest here. As Georgia Bradley pitched the first two innings. But Bryn Bailey, the shortstop, will now take over as the pitcher. So Bailey will toe the rubber here and face the top of the order for the Bison. And a big swing and a hot shot foul from Brooklyn Gillen. So Gillen, Keller, and Bortner will lead off here in the inning for the Bison. Gillen to start the day, grounded out to second base. So far this season, coming into the game, .545 average, no homers and 5 RBIs. Here's the pitch, takes outside for a ball, makes it a one ball and a one strike. Gillen, the 5 RBIs from the top of the order, very impressive. Means that the lineup as a whole has been turned around a couple of times for her. Here's the pitch. Swings and fouls that one off. And we'll make it one ball and two strikes. And as many of you know, Brooklyn, the little sister of Easton, and pitching coach Kelsey, who are all on the staff. So certainly a Gillen family tradition, McCook Bison softball, as it has been forever. Here's the pitch. Off speed, Gillen is able to tattoo it into left field. That ball will drop in front of the left fielder. Rounding second, Gillen stopping there. Now she will go to second and is in there with a stand-up double. Stopped in between halfway of first and second. Didn't think she was going to be able to get in as the left fielder Johnson took it on the hop. Excuse me, as the left fielder Bradley took it on a hop, threw it right to the second baseman, but it pulled her off the bag. And so that allowed Gillen to move her way up to second base. So it'll be a leadoff double for Gillen. And now Keller trying to bunt her way over to third base. Will now foul the first one off, and we'll dig back in here. Two balls, one strike. Two to one, in the game. Bottom of the third inning, no balls, one strike on Layson Keller, who had a 5.45 average and four ribbies coming into today. And she'll pull back the bunt. Gillen will make her way to third. The ball got past the catcher, so the need for the bunt has went away with the wild pitch. So Gillen just stands a few feet away from the Bison's two-run lead returning. Nobody out here in the third inning as Layson Keller at the plate now with a chance to smack away and try to drive in RBI number five for her for the season. The pitch, and she'll look to go for a bunt again. This one gets away from the catcher once more. The throw to the plate, is it in time? No. And sliding in safely will be Brooklyn Gillen. They might have had a shot, but the pitcher Bailey, who came running in to try to slide and maybe get in front of Gillen, dropped the ball, and so Gillen will come home on the wild pitch, and it makes it 3-1. So McCook out in front here, 3-1 in the third inning, one ball, two strikes on Layson Keller, who now has the free and easy approach here, the pitch, and Keller will take low and in for a ball. Two balls and two strikes, count evens out. The Bison, two runs last inning, a run this inning, trying to apply some more pressure here as nobody out yet in the inning. The pitch swung on. Keller sends a hot shot into center field, and that ball will drop down. Keller turns, looks at second, but will retreat back to first. And the Bison have back-to-back hits to start the inning. A double from Gillen, two wild pitches later. She comes home, and then Layson Keller, a couple of pitches later, is out with a single to start the game. And so that will bring up Paige Bortner. Bortner so far on the season with a 444 average, two RBIs. And she continues to look to drive that up. Looked to bunt, and did she end up fouling it? I think she did, yes. And are they going to have to ask Keller to go back? They will. There's a foul tip. So it was a foul tip, actually, not just a foul ball. The foul tip makes it live, so that allows Keller to move up to second base with the steal. So stolen base for Keller and the pitch. That one will hit Bortner right in the foot, and it sounded like it hurt. And she is going to hobble her way down to first base. Hopefully she's going to be okay. Now she's really taking a little bit of a break as she makes her way up there. And Keller, who now stands at second, kind of cheering on Bortner, who's trying to walk this thing off. And she's making her way back over. Bortner taking a long break over there at first base and really not putting any pressure on that foot at all. And I think everybody knows that feeling when it hurts, when you get hit in the foot like that. Man, oh man, does that hurt. And it stings, and it just vibrates in your, all the way up your leg. And I don't know if Bortner is going to be able to hold on here. Now, it looks like she's going to have a courtesy runner check in for her. And hopefully Paige is going to be okay. So Paige will come out. Gracie Cornelson will check in over there at first base, and hopefully Paige is able to come out. I'm sure they'll just label it as a courtesy runner now, but hopefully Paige can get up and going again. But she is sitting down on a bucket there, talking with one of the trainers. As that, it sounded like it hurt. Hit her right in the foot. So Paige Bortner on with a hit batsman, but hurt her foot pretty good. So Cornelson will come on for the Bison, a courtesy run. Runners on first and second. It's Cornelson and Keller. The pitch to Hilker. She swings and fouls it off. Hilker, her first time up, turned around to bunt on her first plate appearance. Hit herself in the hand. She got out with a hit by pitch. Then took off to second base on the steal. A couple of pitches later, she was in for the single. And Bortner is now making her way over to go see the trainer. Hopefully she is going to be okay. 3-1. Bison in front by two. Here's the pinch. And Hilker will take high and will get over the catcher's head. Taking a long look at home was Keller. She moves her way up to third. Cornelson follows behind her into second base. So runners on second and third for the Bison now. Nobody out in the inning. So Southern Valley made the change at pitcher. They went from Hammond over to Bailey. And Bailey, so far the inning, having a tough go. As that one's high for ball two. Two balls, one strike. 3-1 here in the third inning. Bison threatening with a couple of more on, and nobody out. Malia Hilker, one of their hot hitters at the plate, came in batting 500, but with five ribbies. The pitch, Hilker will take right at the knees for a strike. And it makes it two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. 3-1, bottom of the third inning. Hilker, the pitch to her, rolls it over down the third baseline, checks foul, and it rolls into the Southern Valley dugout. So 3-1 here in the third inning. The Bison, like I mentioned, trying to make their first state tournament appearance since 2017, where they would upset number one seeded Elkhorn South in the first round. The pitch. And that one off speed is outside for a ball. Make it three balls and two strikes. So count full, nobody out. Runners on second and third. Cornelson there as a courtesy runner for Bortner, who hopefully be able to come back in the game after getting hit in the foot. Keller on third. The pitch. Swung on, hot shot down the right field line and foul. And so the count will remain three balls and two strikes. Cornelson, who has seen a little bit of action in the circle, as well as some action on the infield. Easton said, love the Milford tournament this weekend. Got to have a lot of players that haven't seen a ton of varsity experience get into the game. And the pitch. Swung on, a hot shot towards short. Off the shortstop's hands and into center field. Keller will score. Cornelson will stop at second base. At third base, on her way to second and in there, standing up, will be Malia Hilker. It'll be a two-base error and a 4-1 lead. So an E6 that'll move Hilker over to second base as she went there on the throwback in. Paige Hauser wants a timeout, and she's going to go out and talk with her staff, with her infielders here and her pitcher Bailey. And it looks like Georgia Hammond is going to come back into the game. As over there at shortstop taking the place for Bailey was Caitlin Bradley. And that went off of Bradley's hand and into center field. And Bradley will now take back over the position that she started out there in left field. Bailey will go back to short. And Georgia Hammond will come back into the contest. So, pitching change here at the JC Sports Complex. Actually, might have a different pitcher. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, tell you all about it. Here from the JC Sports Complex, it's McCook 4, Southern Valley 1. Kicks 96-1 back here from the JC Sports Complex, where our score, as we make our way here through the bottom of the third inning, it is McCook 4, Southern Valley Alma Saints 1. Southern Valley Alma with another call to the bullpen as they'll bring in Micah Schultz. Bailey will take over at first, at short, and Georgia Hammond, former pitcher, will be over at first base. So Bailey's back at short. Bradley back in left field. And the 1-1 pitch here to Weimers is taken outside for a ball. So they went away from Hammond there at the beginning of the inning. Went to Bailey, and Bailey had a little bit of a tough time. So Hauser now calling on Micah Schultz to try to get him out of the inning. Here's the pitch. Weimer swings. It's a shot over to second base. Bobbled by the second baseman. Did she get it over there in time? No, they say Weimers is safe. A run will come home to score. And the second baseman, Adams, had a tough time on the exchange from glove to hand. Tried to throw it in time, but it was too late as Weimers beats out the throw. And another run will come across. So a single and an RBI. That's 2 for 2. The runner at second, Hilker, will move up to third. Courtesy runner checks in for Roslyn Weimers. So runner on first, runner on third. Danica Havlicek at the plate with nobody out and a 5-1 McCook lead. Here's the pitch. And Danny will take outside for a ball, taking off towards second and running in standing up. Is the courtesy runner. So now runners on second and third here for the Bison. Nobody out, 5-1 lead. The pitch to Havlicek swings, sends a hot shot over the shortstop's head into left field. One run will come home to score, and the Bison lead it 6-1 on an RBI double by Danica Havlicek. So Bailey, who was pulled in thinking Danica might just slap it one way to drive home the run, said she slaps it right over the tall Bailey, who's pushing 6 foot, and slapped it right over the top of her into left field and down for the hit. Now Bradley Morgan will dig into the box with runners on second and third again, has a 1-0 count here to herself. A 6-1 lead. Bison have opened it up. A 5-run lead here in the third. And the pitch. Bradley takes side away for a ball. So third pitcher of the day here for the Saints. Started with Georgia Hammond, then went to Bryn Bailey at the start of the inning. And now Micah Schultz being called on to get the first out here. The pitch. That one's low for a ball. The Bison looking to score run after run after run here if they can.
Ava, scoot up a little. Ava, scoot up.
And the pitch. And taking a strike there will be Morgan, so makes it 3 balls and 1 strike after the count went 3-0. So, still very hot. The wind, a little less sporadical, which has made it hot, but that pitch will be outside for a ball, and the bases are now loaded. So, bases loaded here. 6-1 Bison lead. Bases loaded. Courtesy runner on third. Havlicek on second. On first is taking a strike. Taking a strike will be Danny. Bradley Morgan will stay in instead of being courtesy run for, like she normally is. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul, possibly, no, it'll drop down. Yes, they will say it's foul, as it was hit just out, just barely over the infield, as it towed the line and finally chose to go foul right at the last second, so the count will be 1 ball and 1 strike. Danny Johnson stepped up there in the second and struck out. But with the bases loaded and nobody out here, really just needs to put one in the outfield and will score a couple more. The pitch. Danny takes outside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. So Micah Schultz trying to get in a little bit of a groove here. After a walk to Morgan, here's the pitch. Swung on. Danny goes after the low pitch there. And that one is fouled off. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. 6-1 Bison. Here in the third, bases loaded, nobody out. The 1-2 pitch. Danny swings on the off-speed, pops it up. It'll be foul and out of play, and Danny will stay alive. So So Danny came into today. A little tough start to the season. 250 average, only one RBI. Here's the pitch. Johnson will take low for a ball. The count will go even at two balls and two strikes. The thing that Danny has done in each of her bats so far today has battled. Got down early in her last at-bat. Ended up striking out looking. But here in this one has battled as well. Now she fouls it off again and remains in the hunt. That's something Coach Gillen, as well as everybody else on the staff, has got to love. And that's what he said. Two-out hitting, getting on the starting pitcher early have been really key for the Bison so far this season, but as well as just battling at the plate. And the 2-2 pitch. That one's popped up foul and out of play. So Danny Johnson again will dig in with a count at two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Johnson swings, pops it up into foul territory. Making her way over is Hammond, and she'll take care of it. So a foul out. And if you have the bases loaded and no outs, that first out, you either want a pop out, a short fly out that doesn't result in anybody coming home, or a strikeout. And she gets a foul out right there on the pop out side of things. And the pitch swung on. This one's popped up high into left field, raking her way out there. Bailey, she thought the left fielder was going to take it. Instead, it drops. One run will come home to score. The bases will remain loaded. Bailey was running her way out there. Making her way up was Bradley. And a little miscommunication. The ball drops. A run will score on the error by the Saints, the second in the inning. And the lead is now 7-1 with one out. And the top of the order coming back around. So Sydney Hotchins, here's the pitch, popped up foul, and that will go out of play. So that'll go down as an E6. Bailey really had a shot of running that down, and instead I think she thought Bradley was going to come and get it. And just let the ball drop. Here's the pitch. Swung on. This is lifted high into center field. Tough play out there for the center fielder. She's able to make the grab. Tagging and coming home to score will be Havlicek. And the lead is now 8-1 on the sack fly from Brooklyn Gillen. So sack fly for Gillen with an RBI. And the Bison lead is 8-1. Six runs in the inning. Seven-run lead here in the bottom of the third. The pitch to Keller looking to bunt, and she'll pull it back and advancing her way on to second base there. Will be Hutchins with a stolen base. So runners on second and third. Morgan on third. Hutchins on second. And at the plate, Layson Keller. The pitch, Keller swings, ropes it into left center field. The ball is down. Bradley picks it. Bradley looking to throw it all the way home. One run is in. Make it two, and it's 10-1. Bison on a two RBI double from Layson Keller here in the third inning. What an at-bat there by Layson Keller. Was trying to bunt on the first couple of pitches. Pulls it back and laces it into left field for a double and two RBIs. And the Bison are cooking here in inning number three. As the first pitch here to Gracie Cornelson, who has now checked into the game for Paige Bortner, who is still being looked at by the trainer as she sends a hot shot down the third baseline foul. Hopefully Paige is going to be okay, but she took a hot shot right off of her foot there to start the inning. And Paige just got pulled instead of courtesy ran for her. Here's the pitch that'll hit Cornelson, and Cornelson will move her way up to first base. So runners on first and second, 10-1 Bison. 9-run lead. So Malia Hilker will dig in. And the pitch. That one is in there for a strike. So Malia Hilker, to start the inning, reached via an E6 and came around to score already. Here's the pitch, And Hilker will take outside for a ball. As Hilker hit a hot shot right in the hole over there at short, it went off of Bradley's glove, who was playing short at the time. Here's the pitch. Swung on. This is lifted high into center field. Tough play. It'll get over the second baseman, center fielder's head. One run will come home to score. Cornelson will make her way up to second base. It's an RBI single from Aaliyah Hilker, and it's an 11-1 lead for the Bison. So the Bison continue to score run after run here in the inning. It's 11-1 in the third. 10-run lead for the Bison. And Roslyn Weimers will step up to the plate here. So Weimers with a big at-bat here. The pinch. Weimers swings, pops it up high on the infield, and Bailey will take it for out number three, and the inning will come to a close. But not done without any damage, as the Bison score 9 in the inning and will take a 10-run, 11-1 lead as we make our way into the fourth. It's Bison 11, Southern Valley Alma 1, here on Kix 96.1. Bison softball, Kix 96.1, back here from the JC Sports Complex, where our score, after three innings, it is McCook in front 11-1. As do have a new outfielder that'll be making her way in, Peyton Cox. We'll make her way out into the outfield. Bradley Morgan still pitching. And checking in will be Gracie Cornelson for Paige Bortner, who was hitting the foot there. So leading off the inning for Southern Valley will be Natalie Holtze. As Briley Morgan toes the rubber and the pitch. That one's outside for a ball. First time Briley's been out there in a long while. And if my calculations are right, if Briley can get three outs here with the score remaining 11-1, the game would be over. Here's the pinch. Swing and a miss. High again, and it was Holtze last time who swung at one of those high ones that she knew she probably shouldn't have swung at. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number two on the off speed. And the count will be one ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strikes. 11-1 lead for the Bison. And the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. And a great inning, great start to the inning right there. Strikeout number five for Bradley Morgan. Bradley, who came into the day with 22 strikeouts to 21 walks, has not had a walk yet today and is certainly out of the strikeouts, which is always good. So Bradley will toe the rubber again, this time to face shortstop Bryn Bailey, who got some of the pitching duties last inning. A 9-run third inning for the Bison, and it's 11-1. Here's the pitch. That one's taken inside for a ball. So one ball, no strikes. And the pitch. That one's taken high for a ball. So Bryn Bailey will dig back in here. Bailey, her first time up, grounded out to short. Like I said, has seen some of the pitching duties, has played short, has played first. It's kind of been all the way around. So that one's fouled off. Knew she thought, the way she kind of jumped out of the box, she had a hold of that one pretty good. 11-1 to the fourth. One out. Two balls, one strike here on Bailey. As Morgan will toe the rubber again. And the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number two. And now Bailey will have to go into her pocket here and battle, with the count being 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the pitch. And outside corner for a ball. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, 11-1 here in the fourth. And the 3-2, swung on, popped up high on the infield. Gillen tracks over to her left, makes the catch, out number 2 here in the fourth. Chase County and Southern Valley will play each other on the other field, and then Chase County will work their way back over here after that game is complete. The Bison beat both of these teams in run rule fashion last year, and looking like they could do the same here unless Southern Valley starts a little bit of a rally. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here to 5-hole hitter Macy Adams with 2 down of the fourth. Bison clinging to a 10-run lead, which, like I said, according to my calculations, could be the game. Here's the pitch. And checked her swing. Did she go around? Or are they going to call that a ball? So 1 ball, 1 strike. 11-1 in the fourth. Bison, 3-1 start, coming off of a Milford Tournament runner-up finish, losing Nebraska City in the final, 6-3. Here's the pitch. That one's outside for a ball. Opened up this season with an 11-0 stomping of Gothenburg. And you got to go back a long way, 2017-2018, for when the Bison beat Gothenburg last. Gothenburg has had some really tough teams over that stretch. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is inside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Excuse me, that was the 1-2 pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here to Adams, who singled her first time up. The pitch. Adams swings, pops this one up into foul territory. Weimer's making her way over, and she'll make the grab for the out. And that should be the game. We'll see if the Bison are lining their way up, and yes, they will. So that'll do it. The Bison take it here in this one. The first game of the day with an 11-1 run rule victory over Southern Valley Alma, using a 9-run third inning to their advantage. We'll take a quick break, come back, get you some final numbers, and sign off here for game number 1. It's a Bison winner, 11-1 over Southern Valley Alma. This is Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex, wrapping things up in game number 1 of the day, where the Bison take the victory by a final score of 11-1 over the Southern Valley Alma Saints. Take you through inning by inning. After one inning, it was no score. Southern Valley opened it up. They were able to get a runner on first base after a hit by pitch, moved her up to second, but left her straining after she was caught stealing towards third. The Bison would go 3 up, 3 down, and we moved her way into the second, where it would just be one hit for Southern Valley. They would leave her stranded, but the Bison would pick up 2 runs on an RBI single from Roslyn Weimers and an RBI single from Briley Morgan as well to take a 2-0 lead. Southern Valley would get their first run of the game in the third inning after a triple from Caitlin Bradley, and then a wild pitch would bring her home. The Bison would respond, though, in the bottom of the third inning with a 9-run inning and would tack on 11 runs in total with their 9 runs in the inning to take an 11-1 lead. Highlights in the inning included an RBI single from Roslyn Weimers, RBI double from Danica Havlicek, 2 RBI double from Layson Keller, RBI single from Aaliyah Hilker. It was all an up and down the lineup as the Bison batted around in the inning and walked away with a total of 9 runs in the inning to lead 11-1. Then Briley Morgan would send Southern Valley 3 up, 3 down in the inning to close it out, and we would make our way into the end of the game. So the Bison get the win 11-1 to improve to 4-1 overall on the season and 2-0 at home. Briley Morgan, the only pitcher for the Bison today. She goes four innings, gives up two hits, one run, one earned, no walks, and finishes with five strikeouts. For Southern Valley Alma, they pitch three. Georgia Hammond, two innings, two hits, two runs, two earned, no walks, one strikeout. Bryn Bailey does not record an out, but did pitch as she finishes with two hits, four runs, three earned, no walks, no strikeouts. And Micah Schultz, one inning, pitched four hits, five runs, four earned, one walk. Highlights for the Bison today would definitely be the whole up and down part of the order. Layson Keller finishes the day 2-for-2 with a single, a double, and two RBIs. Roslyn Weimers with a great day, 2-for-3, two singles, two RBIs. Danica Havlicek, 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI. Brooklyn Gillen with a double, a run scored, a sack fly, and an RBI. So great day all the way around for the McCook Bison. So the Bison get the win 11-1. They improved to 3-1 of the season. Southern Valley with a loss will drop to 3-3. That is not our only Bison softball coverage of the day. No, the Bison will be back in action coming up approximately 6:30 or so when they take on Chase County. We'll have that coverage right here. So once again, game number two of the day going to be starting right around 6:30 or so as they got to play another game in between now and then, let everybody warm up and stuff like that. So stay tuned. We'll give you some updates over on our Kicks Facebook page as well as maybe do a pop in here or there letting you know when we could see some more Bison softball action. But usually going to be probably right around 6:30 when we will have our next game. Bison with a win in game number one today, 11-1 over Southern Valley Alma. We'll be back with game two here from the JC Sports Complex. I'm Sam Knoll signing off saying so long and good afternoon.